It is 1960 and you are dining on a starched white linen tablecloth with gleaming silverware on Maryland crab soup, bone shad, and strawberry shortcake. You have chosen this fare from a menu of 4 or 5 appetizers, 8 entrees, 11 vegetables, all fresh, not frozen, 6 desserts including pies and hot breads, freshly baked on the premises, and perhaps a dozen salads. Plenty of choices. And from the balcony comes a soft, slow dinner music of Jack Lederer and his orchestra, an entirely upscale dining experience. And you would think we are in one of Baltimore's more expensive restaurants, but we are not. We are in one of Baltimore's least expensive restaurants, the Oreo Cafeteria, one of several, depending on the year. For more than half a century, dining at an Oreo Cafeteria was quintessential Baltimore, especially on Sundays, when church crowds filled the cafeterias to overflowing. Recall John Dunnock, son of founder Reginald Dunnock, quote, "The Oreo cafeterias were among the first cafeterias in Baltimore. My father heard of a self-service restaurant in California, and he decided to try the idea. Quality food in an elegant setting, cafeteria style, offering diners plenty of choice with light, live music accompanying," end quote. He opened his first Oreo at 36 South Calvert Street, others following at 22 Light, 306 North Howard, North and Charles, 17 East Baltimore, 5100 York Road, and 7011 York Road. Mr. Dunnock added, quote, "It turned out in later years that people seemed happy with hamburgers and French fries, and the faster they could eat and drive away, the better." So the end came for White Claw, silverware and slow dinner music, and a menu of choices. All of the Oreo cafeterias closed by 1975. Mr. Dunnock always said, Oreo cafeterias offered patrons plenty of choice. In the end, they made their choice, fast food over slow music.